League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Come on.
Welcome to Lifeblood DeFi. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Shahar Abrams. Shahar, are you ready to do this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go. Shahar is the founder and CEO of Road to Babylon. They're an organization taking a no-hype, principles-based approach to investing in crypto assets. Excited to have you on. Shahar, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Sure. So I moved around a lot as a kid, went to school for finance, but got sort of disenchanted with the traditional financial system during college. And so, you know, I went into consulting as sort of a cop out, not knowing what I wanted to do as a student. And I got really interested in personal finance around 2016. I read the iconic book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, by Robert Kiyosaki, which hopefully a lot of people have read. And that got me really jazzed up about sort of getting more involved in personal finance, building passive income and that sort of thing. And then in 2017, I found crypto, and it immediately sort of spoke to me philosophically, I'd say, this idea of let's bring trust back to the internet, bring trust back into the system in general, really. That really spoke to me. And so I was kind of, you know, hook, line, and sinker on it from the beginning. You know, made a lot in 2017 and then lost it all in 2018 and 2019 because, you know, I had no idea what I was doing. And that was, you know, a painful experience, honestly. And it motivated me to get better, you know, at investing, investment strategy, risk management, and all of that stuff. So over the next 2 years, I devoured all sorts of literature and videos and all sorts of resources on that, as well as crypto-related stuff. I started working in the crypto industry, or I should say the private blockchain industry, enterprise blockchain with IBM, but I was still, you know, working adjacent to and around the public blockchain crypto space, going to conferences, meeting lots of people. And basically by the end of 2019, I made the decision that, you know, this was kind of the biggest asymmetric bet that I could make on crypto. And it was something that I understood. It's something that I felt I had more of an edge in than traditional equities or anything like that. So I basically sold everything that wasn't battened down and went as hard as I could into crypto as, you know, a young guy able to take a lot of risk. And that has worked out well for me. And now, you know, I'm really passionate about trying to teach about this tech and the opportunity in the ecosystem broadly to all sorts of people. And so I've worked with people of all types of backgrounds. I've taught high schoolers, adults, young adults, people my age, people out of college, everyone, you know, that's interested in kind of getting into the space and how they can use it. I think, you know, the crypto space, it can be very intimidating. There's, you know, this idea that, you know, if you make a mistake, you can lose everything, which is true. and, you know, it's very kind of daunting for the average retail investor, just like it was for me, you know, years ago. And so I know that the market kind of has a lot of challenges, some that aren't unique to crypto, like the, you know, just the volatility and the tendency of emotions to really come into play that accompanies kind of the large amount of volatility and the fact that the markets are open 24/7. So, you know, I wanted to try to scale that kind of education aspect of it as much as I could. And so that's how I started my business and what I'm working on now.
Nice. I appreciate all that. I always love hearing about how people are super thoughtful about the decisions that they make and sort of reflect on what you enjoy doing or what you're attracted to. You look for opportunities, and when you figure out, okay, this seems to be aligned with what I really like, what I'm good at, there's an opportunity, let's make it happen. So I appreciate that. And yeah, it is. I think that cryptocurrency is intimidating and daunting for the average retail investor for sure. And there's a lot of things to manage through. I wanted to ask if you see, you talked about high school kids and just the younger generations versus the boomers and Gen X. What are you seeing as their motivations for looking at crypto? Is it getting rich? Is it changing the system? A little bit of everything?
Yeah, that's actually a really interesting question. I have talked to many different demographics, all sorts, like I mentioned, about getting involved in crypto. And I think I've found generally, and of course there are exceptions, in every case, but the older generations, let's say boomers, tend to be more interested in it from a diversification standpoint. I think among traditional financial advisors and the traditional kind of asset managers like Fidelity and BlackRock and others, there's now kind of a consensus that crypto does indeed kind of improve the diversification of a portfolio. And I think Fidelity even came out and recommended, I think at the beginning of the year, or in fact, it was late last year, that everyone should have, around a 5% allocation. It just makes sense, if you're trying to be diversified. So I've seen a lot of boomers kind of pick it up from that, either, kind of figure that out on their own, or maybe they got advice from someone that's a good idea. And so I've seen a lot of them get involved because of that. For Gen X, let me go to millennials, because I think Gen X is a mixture of both.
Sure.
Millennials and younger generations even are more drawn to kind of the other thing you mentioned, which is, I think, the active investing sort of mindset of, this can really change the world and this is meaningful. And that's, for instance, why I got involved in it. And of course, making money was always a goal, right? And that's been a great side effect. But what really got me hooked on it, interested, like I mentioned, was the idea that, this is a meaningful investment to me, and it's something that hopefully, will cause great positive change in the world in many, many different areas. So I definitely see more of that from the younger generations, especially, millennials and Gen Z. And then I think Gen X is kind of a mix of both, honestly. Some of them are more just into passive, diversification. Some of them really want to dive in deeper and be more involved and see it, from that, in that philosophical light that I mentioned.
Yeah, that certainly does make sense. And it's been fascinating for me just to learn about it over the last several years. I'm fond of saying that I went from 0 miles per hour in terms of understanding to about 8 miles per hour at this point. And every conversation I have, it gets more and more fascinating.
That's a brisk run.
Yeah. But just the opportunity to and the interest in ESG style investing and impact investing, and a desire to have more stakeholders versus shareholders. It's a whole exciting conversation, and this is certainly, crypto assets are a huge part of that. I am fond of having frameworks for things. And you talked about how Fidelity or whatever financial institution it was talked about potentially looking at having a 5% allocation. How do you think about frameworks for crypto assets?
Yeah, so I think a lot of people don't quite understand how to kind of assess risk in crypto, which is certainly understandable because it's a very new asset class and it doesn't really follow traditional valuation methods of, say, equities, because oftentimes there's no, free cash flow and stuff like that. Although now we are seeing some crypto projects and protocols that do have, real cash flow and revenue. But you know, in general, you know, these are, you have to think about these things like networks, right? And I think you value them like networks, where you're looking at the, I think the most important thing is probably network effect, right? Because these cryptocurrencies or crypto assets, you know, they need a network to really work and have value. If there's nobody that's using the coin that you can send it around to, then, you know, there's not going to be a market, there's not going to be liquidity, and there's not going to be much of a use. So different coins, right? I think the other kind of common mistake people make is thinking that, you know, all coins are sort of like Bitcoin or like Dogecoin, which is one a lot of people know about now, which is to say they're, you know, just a payment coin. All you can do with something like Bitcoin or Dogecoin or Litecoin.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Is send it back and forth, right, to different wallets and use it as, you know, for a payments use case. And that's great and that's really important. But there's a whole host of other different types of crypto assets that have different sort of functions. And for instance, Ethereum is the next, you know, important example where not only can you use it as a payments coin, but you can actually build applications on it. And you need Ether, the native currency of Ethereum, to actually use those applications. And some of those applications are incredibly powerful, especially when it comes to, say, earning passive income, which like I mentioned, you know, is a big interest of mine. And I think, frankly, you know, one of the best kept secrets in the world right now is, you know, the potential, the power of these applications in the crypto ecosystem to earn and kind of accelerate passive income. So that, again, you also have to understand through a lens of the different kind of risks, because there are ways to earn very good passive income that aren't very risky. For instance, you know, you can earn close to 9% on your US dollars by converting them into something called a stable coin, which is a free process and has basically no volatility and very, very, very low risk. I'd say, you know, no more risk really than depositing in your bank. And you can earn 9% in the crypto ecosystem, you know, annually compounding, you know, doing that sort of thing. And then if you want to take more risk and, you know, do things like DeFi yield farming, liquidity mining, basically participating more directly in the crypto economy through, you know, the use of your assets, you can earn, you know, upwards of triple digit APY. And I do, you know, currently do that. It's very real. I earn that, you know, every day. So it's very powerful. And I think, you know, most people just aren't aware. One thing I'm actually excited about in the coming weeks is I'll be doing a local masterclass here in Atlanta for DeFi yield farming. And I'm excited for that. We were hanging flyers the other day around Atlanta. And, you know, once again, I just think most people aren't aware of, you know, the fact that these opportunities exist. And of course, you know, how to use them, which you do have to be careful. And you do have to know how to manage the risk. And so that's what I try and give people an understanding of.
Yeah, I have to imagine that just haphazardly jumping into DeFi yield farming will probably not serve you if if you're not educated. How is it that you're able to put money in and get a triple digit return? Is just this as an example? Is this because they need capital or they're wanting capital to flow in?
Sure. So the powerful concept is that, you know, certain crypto applications, say for trading, there's something we called a decentralized exchange in crypto, which is basically a peer-to-peer exchange protocol. So think if you could exchange assets, like you could send a text message, right? And you could kind of instantly swap assets with someone else that wants, you know, what you have and is willing to pay. And you have no kind of centralized exchange infrastructure in the middle that takes all the fees, right? Now, these kind of protocols exist, and they source their liquidity. They source the assets that get traded, that are on the book, so to speak, from users, from all of us, right? And so basically what this is it allows anyone to be the house, right? And that's like, it's the first time in history that's really been possible for anyone. You can deposit your assets into this protocol and you're basically making the market, right? You're providing liquidity for other people, whether they're investors or speculators or traders or what have you, to trade. And in return, you earn the trading fees, right? There's not some, you know, centralized company with the board of directors and a CEO that's earning the trading fees. You, in fact, are earning the trading fees. And so the more volume on, you know, you'll pick an asset pair, right? You'll provide both of those assets as liquidity to what's called a liquidity pool. As you know, people trade in that asset pool between those pairs, you earn the trading fees. And the more volume there is, the higher the trading fees you earn. So for some of these assets, and part of what I teach people and will be doing in the masterclass is how to kind of find the best ones, right? And how to spot the best kind of opportunities there from a return perspective. But doing that, you can earn a triple digit APY, and sometimes well into the triple digits, just by being the house, right? You allow other people to trade with your assets. You don't really care too much what happens with the price. You really want it to kind of just stay near where it is, right? And have lots of volume. And you'll earn all the trading fees. It's quite a powerful concept, and it works.
Exciting. Nate. So how are you working? You are advising people on these strategies, all of it. How are you compensated? Talk me through how you are helping people.
Sure. I've tried to do a lot of free stuff. So I do a weekly newsletter, which I understand lots of people have newsletters now. My newsletter is really focused on crypto specifically, of course. And it takes kind of the investor's mindset and really the medium to long-term investor's mindset. So I'm talking about, you know, what's going on in the industry week to week, and my kind of thoughts on it, thoughts on the market from time to time. And all sorts of kind of interesting tidbits. And so that's free to sign up for on my website if you're interested. And then I also have, I do have kind of a consulting advisory business. I don't spend a ton of time on it, but it's a kind of way for people to talk to me directly if they want to, if they're serious. And I have free options there as well. So you can kind of talk to me and get to know me before you want to pay me anything to help kind of create a portfolio strategy for you. And that's what I, you know, a lot of what I help people with. I'm not a CFA, so let me say that up front. But I can kind of give you, I'm also not a fiduciary, right? I'm not allowed to take money from you and invest it for you. But I can give you, I can really help you form kind of a portfolio strategy in crypto, and we can revisit that. You know, I usually work with clients, you know, like once a quarter, we revisit your, you know, portfolio in crypto. We build something that has the amount of risk that you're looking for and the return potential that you're looking for. And then we talk about, you know, all sorts of other things to do to maximize your returns, like these various passive income applications and opportunities in crypto. And then the last thing I just want to mention that has been kind of my main project is an online course. And so I figured this is kind of the best way for curious people to really kind of buckle down and learn the essentials and some advanced stuff you know, through kind of a self-paced online course where, you know, you can watch the videos whenever you want, you get lifetime access. And there are a bunch of, you know, really short digestible videos. So everything's like 5 to 10 minutes, organized by concept. And that course has well over 50 videos in it. It's going to be well over 6 hours of content, with a support group and all that stuff, of, you know, a local group I've been managing here in Atlanta. Certainly check that out. I think the course is going to be a great, great value. And I think, you know, the goal is to help people on their personal investing journey. You know, it's everyone is different. And my goal and what I hope to teach is to teach you how to understand the risks, right? So you can make the best decisions for yourself and how to understand, you know, crypto specifically, how to use it, how to participate in it, what's coming. What are the things to watch, how to do, you know, your own fundamental analysis, and all sorts of other stuff. So it's jam packed. And hopefully that'll be out in the next month. I don't have an exact launch date yet, but it's getting very close. But I do have a place on my website you can sign up for updates. So definitely check that out if you're interested.
I love it. I appreciate you coming on. Give us the website and how they can sign up again.
Absolutely. So the website is called roadtobabylon.org. I named it Road to Babylon, by the way, after another great personal finance book that had a big influence on me called The Richest Man in Babylon. And I really like that book because it's the idea that, you know, these investing principles really are as old as commerce, right? Dating back to ancient Mesopotamia, right? I think that the rules and the concepts for effective kind of wealth management, wealth creation really haven't changed. And I think it still applies to crypto. And you know, sorry for that little tangent, but that's why it's called Road to Babylon. It's looking at kind of merging old with the new. And I, you know, that's interesting to me. So roadtobabylon.org, you'll see there's, you know, a button for the course. It'll take you to the landing page, tell you all about it, and where you can sign up for updates and sign up for the newsletter, if you're interested, and see a bunch of other kind of the free resources I have on there, including like a crypto glossary, you know, a bunch of articles that I've done, and all sorts of stuff like that.
Perfect. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Shahar your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to roadtobabylon.org and take advantage of those great resources. Sign up for the newsletter and check out the course as well. Thanks again, Shahar.
Thanks so much, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight as we are all in this together.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.